Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
It is Oscars Sunday across America. And if we're talking Oscars, if we're talking anything about film, there is one and only one person to talk to, our very own Mark Leonard. Mark, welcome back to the show.
It's Oscar time.
Yes, I am so excited. It is Oscars Sunday. All right, so here we go. We want to get your ideas as to where we're going to be going here tonight with all of these awards. Where do you want to go first?
What am I going to talk about first? One hint. What have I been bashing for weeks?
La La Land.
La La Land. Absolutely. Anyone who knows me knows I do not like La La Land.
Oh, my.
I am so tired of hearing about La La Land. It's going to win. Mark my words.
You think so?
It's going to win. Oh, yes. I do think so. Absolutely. It is Hollywood's love affair with itself. They love to compliment themselves.
Wow.
They love things that are about Hollywood. And this has somehow, I don't quite understand how, but it has somehow captured people's imagination. Imaginations. It didn't capture mine, but it looks like it is going to take a boatload of awards. Maybe a record? I hope not, but it very well could. But usually, wow, I would finish with Best Picture. I'm going to start with Best Picture. La La Land is going to win Best Picture. There is one slight chance of an upset. There's always a chance of an upset. There's
right.
always the runner-up. And Moonlight is the film that has captured some of the critics' imaginations, has won a bunch of awards. It's the drama, whereas La La Land is considered the comedy or the musical. It's got a little tiny little hair of a chance. I don't think it's going to make it. La La Land is the film that's going to win, much to my chagrin, a lukewarm, achingly mediocre musical with a lead actor who can't really sing and a
no.
lead actress who plays a girl that insists that someday she'll be so famous she'll insist on paying for her own coffee. That's the thing I've been hitting on. It's driving me crazy that they hit that theme twice within the film.
Wow.
And, oh, boy, it drives me nuts.
Now, Mark, see, and Ed and I were talking about this before the show, and I will admit I have not seen La La Land,
okay.
but it would seem to be all of my female friends think it's great.
Oh, they adore it. They adore it. I have a lot of friends that I respect, I'd like to point out, who adore this film. I don't understand. Now, there's been a little bit of a turning of the tide. There have been some publications, some buzz that people are turning against it now. The Village Voice actually mm-hmm. did a poll that said La La Land is the film everyone's wrong about, meaning that, you know what, it's really not that good. I don't think it's going to stand the test of time, but Oscar usually isn't about the best. It's usually about what's got the buzz now.
Right now,
what's
yeah.
got the political push right now. Years later, many films, you look back and you say, well, it really wasn't the best film at the time. Hey, we voted for Dances with Wolves in 1990. Everybody now watches what? Goodfellas. That's the one that you
yes.
won.
Yes.
And that's what happens consistently with Oscar. Very, very few times do I agree with their Best Picture pick. But it's going to win. This
wow.
okay.
is the winner.
So when you hear that noise of someone throwing a shoe through a television set in the New York City area, it's going to be at the house of Mr. Mark Leonard.
Absolutely. And on top of it, because yeah. the director and picture usually go hand in hand, not lately, not the last few years, there's been some mixing up of that, but Damien Chazelle, who did Whiplash a couple of years ago, well, your favorite character actor, Ed,
right.
J.K. Simmons,
sure.
best supporting actor for that. He's got some talent. I'm not going to deny that. He's a very young guy, 32 years old. He will be the youngest winner of the Best Director ever. He's going to win Best Director.
Wow.
There's another pick right there that's a sure thing because they've just anointed him for weeks now. He's 32 years old. He's going to be the youngest Best Director winner because the DGA gave him the award, the Directors Guild Award. They usually go hand in hand. They're rarely ever wrong. And he's going to be the Best Director winner. And on top of it, the one I keep making fun of, Emma Stone, who I like, by the way. It'd be hard to decipher that I actually like her. I've seen her in some things that I've really been taken with her, but I don't understand all the fuss over this.
Yeah.
They're treating her like Glenn Close has never won an Oscar. Emma Stone on Sunday night is going to become an Oscar
That's
winner.
That's just
drives
sick.
Me a little bit nuts.
That is more than nuts. That is downright sick.
I even said in my review on your show that, yeah, she's good, I guess, you know, but great. No. You could have chosen Ruth Negga from Loving, which I also reviewed on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You could have chosen Natalie Portman for Jackie, a tremendous performance.
That's a hell of a performance.
I thought some of the actresses that weren't even nominated deserved Emma Stone's spot. Annette Bening gave the best performance of her career in 20th Century Woman and was not even nominated. So I think without question it'll be Emma Stone. There was some buzz that maybe Isabelle Huppert,
yeah,
a French actress who is world-renowned, has never been nominated, might sneak in and upset for the award if the American actresses canceled each other out. But a lot of the American actresses didn't even get in. So I'm almost certain Emma Stone will be another Oscar La La Land.
Here's a question. Talking about Best Actress, why isn't Viola Davis in that category? Why is she over in Supporting Actress?
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's odd the way they do it. You know, it sometimes depends on how they campaign for it.
Yeah.
They campaign for a Best Supporting Actress, and they are given that. So without question, Viola Davis is the lead of Fences. She campaigned for Best Supporting Actress, maybe thinking that's the place where she's going to win. Some people say, no, she could have won Best Actress, too. I mean, now that I think about it, I don't know if she could have beaten Emma Stone. But it'll be wonderful. I'll even skip to that and say, I think Viola Davis is without question your Best Supporting Actress winner. No one really stands a chance of beating her. Michelle Williams for Manchester by the Sea gives a terrific performance, but a very tiny performance. They say there are no small parts, just small actors. It's not always true. Sometimes you need something a little bit more substantial to actually win the Best Supporting Actress. And Viola Davis, one of our great film actresses, is well overdue and should have been up three or four times that she wasn't and could have won a couple of times. It'll be nice to actually see her win the award. There's a lot of films I actually don't like very much in the Oscar mix. I'm really not that fond of Fences. I loved it on the stage. Saw it on the stage 30 years ago with James Earl Jones in the lead. I did not think it worked as a film, but it'll still be nice to see Viola Davis finally win an Oscar.
I agree with you on one thing about Fences. To me, it was a wonderful stage production, but I feel that with Denzel Washington as the director as well, he didn't know enough to pull himself back a little bit, and
Absolutely. Each
scene to me, and this is kind of, it dovetails with what you said here on the show when you reviewed it, it almost feels as if each scene is trying to act as its own independent stage production, and they're trying to hit this huge crescendo every single scene, and you can't do that in a 90-minute film.
No, it's overbearing. You've got to learn to pull in a little bit. When you're on the stage, it's playing to the back seat. You don't do that in film. Denzel Washington, maybe the right actor for this, but probably the wrong director. They needed someone who was a bit more even-handed, maybe a bit more adept at adapting something from a stage play to the screen. And now that I mentioned Denzel and also Manchester by the Sea,
right,
I mentioned with Michelle Williams, screenplay is the one where I'm starting to hedge a little bit. Now, there's two screenplay awards. Best Original Screenplay, La La Land is up for that, too, and it certainly could win. But I've been convinced by following the buzz and the odds that there's going to be a little bit of a turn there. Kenneth Lonergan is one of our terrific playwrights, terrific screenwriters, who directed Manchester by the Sea, which is probably my favorite film of the year. It did make number one in my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to edge out La La Land. There seems to be a push to give him some love for the accomplishment of that film, a very dour film, a very upsetting film, if you've seen it. A lot of people had a hard time with the subject matter of it. But I think that's the one. That is the one. And again, by a hair, I don't count out La La for anything. It could win any award. It's not going to win 14 simply because it's up against each other in the best song category. But it could win a bunch, maybe as many as 10, maybe as many as 11. But best screenplay, I'm starting to think, is going to go to Kenneth Lonergan for Manchester by the Sea. Now, that is original screenplay. For best adapted screenplay, Moonlight has gotten so much love that I think that's an area where it's going to get an award. Best adapted screenplay will be Moonlight. Barry Jenkins, who also directed, it's a terrific accomplishment. It was great to see so many African-American films this year after all the controversy last year. And we had a bunch.
I was going to ask you about that, you know, the whole talk of the Oscars being very white. Are we seeing it be a bit more inclusive this year?
It was nice to see the change, Kara. It absolutely was. I just wish more of the films were good. To me, it just showed that the African-American films can be just as mediocre as some of the films that weren't. So there's a lot of mediocrity in Oscar.
I'm not sure that's helping anybody.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's helping either. I do like Arrival very much. I think it's a great film. Manchester by the Sea I like very much. I like Moonlight very much. But a bunch of the others, I don't think they belong there, including Hidden Figures, which is very popular right now. I just don't think it belongs.
I think that Hidden Figures takes what is a very important story, and I think the way they treat some of the characterizations, they almost trivialize it, and they're playing for audiences to stand up and cheer in theaters.
That's it.
When Kevin Costner smashes the whites-only bathroom sign or whatever it is, and everybody cheers, you know that's what they were going for.
Absolutely.
But you don't need that in film.
Don't you just look at that and say to yourself, that never happened.
Exactly.
I didn't believe for a second that that ever happened. It was total audience manipulation. There's always some degree of manipulation in these kind of things. But it was overboard when he's smacking that sign down. It was ridiculous. Best Actor, of course, is a big award we can't forget. Mm. And here, I think, without question, Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea should be the winner. But he's had a bunch of controversy against him the last few weeks with some sexual harassment claims he had against him a few years ago on a film he worked on.
Oh, really?
They were settled out of court. It's knocked down his odds after winning just about every pre-Oscar award. I think it's going to be Denzel Washington now, who is decent in Fences, like you said, a bit overbearing.
Wow.
But he's among the Hollywood elite. If it's not going to go to Casey Affleck, which I think he may just lose this now because of the claims against him, Denzel Washington will become a three-time Oscar winner. They love Denzel Washington in Hollywood. I think he's going to win Best Actor.
We do love some Denzel.
Yes, you do. You love yourself some Denzel.
Yes.
On the supporting actor category, it's going to be Mahershala Ali from Moonlight. He is so charismatic in the film, so wonderfully. You want to know this man. He's a drug dealer, but you just know to yourself that what a guy! How he takes this child under his wing and raises him in Moonlight. It's an infectious performance, and without question, I think Mahershala Ali is going to win. So there's a bunch of races that are pretty much sure things. The closest calls, I think, will be Best Original Screenplay and Best Actor. It remains to be seen, but La La Land is going to get showered, trust me.
It's going to be one of those nights. Back to a Best Supporting Actor for a minute. Are we going to fall into the trap of, you know what, we need to give Jeff Bridges another award? Hell or High Water is a good movie, I think. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But you know, his performance, I've seen Jeff Bridges do stuff like that before.
Right.
And you know, to me, I feel like I'm watching No Country for Old Men almost when I watch that movie sometimes. I don't know.
It's very similar. You've got some people on your side with the Jeff Bridges performance.
Yeah.
Not me. I happen to love Jeff Bridges in the film. I think he's terrific in it. But no, it took them so long to give him an Oscar a few years ago. I don't think anyone's feeling he's due again. He won a couple of the pre-Oscar ceremonies, but I don't think this is his year. No, I think without question it'll be Mahershala Ali.
As always, it is quite the pleasure. Mark, thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, guys.
All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.